Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I want to kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson. We are back. I Am All In podcast, iHeartRadio 111 Productions. We are joined by Danielle Romo, Tara S., our newest member, and the one and only Amy Sugarman, the straw that stirs the drink, the paddle that churns the butter, the paddle that... Anyway, I'm going to stop there. Anyway... The paddle that whacks your fanny when you're being bad.
I try. What did you think of this Lane-centric episode?
I loved it. I really loved it. You know, I just, you know, I had a thought last night. Once in a while, I get a thought and I want to share my thought. Not thoughts. That's not plural. Thought. Okay. One thought. I had one thought. And it seems like Lane is the Korean version of Lorelai. And we are watching Lane go through what Lorelai probably went through at some level in real time. And isn't it interesting that did you just blow your mind?
Actually, a little bit, yes. A little bit, yes.
And that's why.
Because with the difficult, strict mother trying to control her, I'm like. Oh my God.
Yeah.
My head just exploded.
Lane is Lorelai.
She rebels.
Right. She's rebelling against a conservative mother. You know?
I actually.
Yeah, that's why. Like, that's the character.
Correct.
That's Rory's sister. That's why they're best friends. That's why she's always over. Yes. And that's why Lorelai's such a great mother, because she has been through this. She understands this dynamic. That's her real mother. A lot of fans wish that Lauren Graham was their mother. And I don't blame them, because she's a spectacular mother. The character's spectacular, right? And Lane wants that too.
My head is actually exploding.
It's blowing your mind.
Because I've never thought of that, of the parallels between Lane and her mother and Lorelai and Emily.
It's just
Mrs. Kim is almost like an enhanced version of Emily.
That's why she might even be more right. That's why Emily and Mrs. Kim got along so well. Remember when they?
Oh my God! Yes, when she went shopping.
Yeah, they fell in love.
And they went back and forth on the price, and it was like they respected each other.
They did. Yeah.
Scott.
Mm-hmm. I had a thought. That was a thought. Thank you.
I actually am impressed by that.
Well, it just became, you know, finally we get to spend some time, some real time with Lane. Mm-hmm. And I was grateful for it because she's, I tell you, I don't think, and you know, another, I did have another thought. And
this is too much.
There could be another thought coming. Just look, but fasten your seatbelts. I know it's a rare occasion. Let's mark the time. Time mark. Basically, Lorelai, and here's the thing about Lauren Graham. I wonder why she never got into stand-up comedy, because that's basically what her character is.
Yeah, I agree.
Lorelai is a stand-up comedian. She's making light of everything. She's hysterically funny in any situation. And, you know, a career as a stand-up comic was waiting for her. Now,
yeah, she did it with those PTA moms when you guys bump in.
How great was that scene? And how clear were her comedic skills on display? It was so apparent that I'm not saying she missed her calling, but when we actually have her on the podcast, I've got to ask her about this.
Yeah.
Because she's in that kind of Whitney Cummings category, mm-hmm. you know, the brainy, beautiful, incredibly intuitive, incredibly funny person.
And when you see her on talk shows, you realize how funny she is.
Right.
I haven't read her books, but I'm sure they're written in that same tone.
Right. She takes over the talk shows. I mean, she's funnier than the hosts, right? So she tells her stories and she's slaying all the time, right? Good for her. That's one question I'd want to ask her anyway. Well, amongst many.
Okay, Danielle, do the synopsis because we got all carried away.
Yeah, we got carried away.
I was like, are we going in order this episode or no?
A little bit. I'm going to loosen that up a little bit because it started to get kind of annoying. I was irritating myself. I was so annoying. So I'm going to loosen it up a little bit.
Okay. So this one is season 3, episode 4. One's got class and the other one dies.
D-Y-E.
Yes, exactly. D-Y-E-S. Synopsis. Lorelai is invited to give a speech at Stars Hollow High School, PTA, and she convinces Luke to speak too. Lane needs to find a plan to secretly attend her band practices and tries to rebel against her mom by dyeing her hair. Jess and Shane's relationship is whatever, and Luke tries to confront him about it.
Yeah, here we go. Another Daniel Palladino written episode, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
And again, you can tell because I thought this episode was perfectly written. Like I was laughing out loud multiple times, and I also felt like it moved.
Right.
A lot happening.
Right. And Lane and Keiko Igena putting her very formidable comedic skills on display here.
She's in awesome.
Every single scene. She's nailing it all over the place. And the thing that impressed me the most about her performance was when she and Adam Brody were outside after, you know, people, you know, Todd started to quit or Zach started to quit. And then John Cabrera quit and she went outside. She was all huffy. You know, she was steaming. And Adam was trying to calm her down. And it's that she never went over the top with the anger. She kept it comedic. She kept it within the discipline. She kept it within the style of the show, which is so hard to do. Cause when you're bubbling and going that fast and you're bubbling up so much, it's easy to go over the top, and maybe she did and they just calmed her down, but it was very, very skillfully executed. And it really kept me in the moment. So
I love about Gilmore Girls that I realized I was listening to a different podcast this week that's called The Rewatchables. I always listen to it. I'm obsessed with The Rewatchables. So basically it does what we do for Gilmore Girls on all different movies. So they're talking about the movie Panic Room. Do you remember that movie with Jodie Foster? And what they point out is, so in it, Jodie Foster's daughter is diabetic, but you never get the weird scene where she's like, you know, daughter, you better grab some orange juice because of your diabetes. Like, it doesn't shove it in. Right. Like, you just subtly see something in the refrigerator, right, and there's like a minute reference. And I feel like Gilmore Girls does that too. They don't bang us over the head with anything. It's like, and dare I bring up, I don't want to bring it up, but the Christopher showing up scene, it's like, going back to it, it's like, we don't need to be banged over the head. Is it banged?
Yes.
Banged?
No, it's not bunged.
It's not bunged.
Could you bung me?
And bung in me. This episode, there was so much nuance.
Right.
And then you're like, oh it's so good. Like with Rory and Shane. Rory never says to Lane, I hate that chick, she sucks. Right. She never says it. You just are like, oh, she hates her.
Right. It's like when you think that Rory doesn't have an answer to that situation, she went back in and bought that black dye and delivered.
So we'll start from the beginning, which is good with Shane and Jess, because we're in the diner and it's Rory and Lorelai, and Lane comes in. So we know there's some band elements happening, and then bebop boom, here comes Shane, and it's just make out city. And I think you say make a hole.
They referred to me as weird. She said, you're weird. And then Rory said, but he's always been weird. Isn't that the perception? Yeah. Remember when he served them the burger, he said, dead cow, dead cow. Very top of the show.
That's weird. You are weird.
I was like, who wants to eat a burger after
Luke eats healthy.
Right.
Luke doesn't eat the way they eat. And so he always has to remind them from the beginning of time. You should be eating like asparagus.
Yeah. He's a healthy guy. He's a green guy.
Dead cow.
I miss that.
So good.
The fake eating was a little bit too fake for me though, this episode.
Because with the tiny little bite out of the burger bun. Yeah.
My favorite is when Lane stole the burger from Rory, right, and she goes, oh, and then you look at the burger and there's like a sesame seed off.
Right, exactly. The tiny little bite of the burger bun. Yeah.
I also have to comment that I love the background actor in this scene. So basically, they're walking out and there's a couple sitting right by the door, and Shane blows in, and the woman at that table, you guys have to rewatch it, she just gives the eye, like, and she maybe was directed to do so, like, ugh, like as Shane flies in, and then she gives her the stink eye as she's making out with Jess. I was like, oh, way to go. Because it was what I would have done.
Right. That's good background acting. She was definitely directed to do that. And if she did it of her own volition, Steve Robin, the director, went to her and said, you know what, do that. That's great. That reads great. Because they're on the monitor. Everybody's in Video Village looking at it on the monitor. Yeah. How does this look? And is that look too much? And you know, so, and they're really watching for the extras and saying, tamping them down. It's like, you're doing too much. That one,
it wasn't too much.
Yeah,
it
that one, like, they probably loved. Yeah.
Yes, because I was like, if someone blows through a door and sort of pushes someone aside and goes make out with a dude, you're gonna be like, what is happening?
That's not Stars Hollow. That's
no.
Oh, no, that's not.
Do you like Shane?
I do. I like her. I liked her in that scene with Rory, because she's not letting Rory get the better of her. You know, she's fighting, but she's tough. Right.
And she doesn't seem to let Jess walk all over her.
Right.
Like when they're on the phone.
Right.
It's kind of like she seems like she's sort of a strong girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's tough. Yeah. She's a strong girl.
Her personality, she wouldn't have gone into the closet, although maybe she's just like, I don't want to deal with your uncle.
Right. In the face of Luke Danes, everybody goes in the closet. Come on. Are you kidding me?
You mean Butch Danes?
Was that your picture? Just tell us now.
It wasn't my hair, but it was my face.
No, they fully photoshopped.
They did. That was not my body. It was only my face.
Oh, like they cut your face out and put it in there.
They put a younger version of my face. Oh, yes. God. Yeah. I think.
Did it come back to you when you saw that? Where you're like, oh.
That was funny. Yeah, but it wasn't my hair. That was somebody else's hair. They put a flat top hairdo on there, and that was somebody else's body too. Yeah, I never ran track.
Here's my question for you.
Yeah,
is a fib a lie?
Give me an example.
Like Lane.
Lane, she fibs to her mom. Like she says, I'm with Lorelai and Rory, even though it's a fib because she's only with them for 8.2 seconds as she's doing band practice or whatever.
To her, it's a fib. To her mom, it's a lie. It depends on your perspective. Because she's going to get a Canaan if she ever gets caught fibbing, you know, right? She's going to get a biblical Canaan. So, yeah, definitely. So where are
Danielle,
we?
Danielle, do you think a fib is a lie?
I think what Scott said was perfect. It's all according to your perspective, because she wasn't technically lying. However, she definitely admitted the truth.
She's moving the goalpost for her own purpose.
Yeah.
She knows she had to because her.
I live by the words of Lane. I will fib, but I won't lie.
But she is lying.
She's fibbing. Okay, and then we saw the town at night. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. They showed this great shot of the town at night, and then we go into band practice. And right. This is the first time we see Zach and Brian,
mm-hmm.
which was massive.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle has no idea why, but we know.
Yeah.
Do I know? Why? Why is it so massive?
God. I'm not even answering that. I'm just going to let you guys live your lives and follow the journey.
Why is it so massive?
I can't tell you. It will ruin so many things.
Okay.
I will say I'm very stoked for Dave and Lane. For
I do.
Whatever is going to happen there, I love it.
Yeah, I do too. I like that relationship, how it's starting and how he is. And, you know, I can see why I see why he went on to bigger and better things.
Yes, because he's so darling and he has amazing timing.
Right.
He really has the cadence for this show.
Right.
And actually took it with him to the OC.
Yeah.
He does speak Gilmore a bit when he went to the OC.
But you know what? He wasn't really doing the Gilmore thing as a member of this cast. He was doing his own thing. He was.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
And I don't know how they let him get away with it, but I think they liked what he had to bring to the table so much, they just sort of let it pass. Because he wasn't flying through the dialogue. He wasn't speaking.
But he has
up.
A cadence and a rhythm.
All his own. They like that. He, right? Yeah.
Yes. And he is like that on the OC.
Is he? I never watched it.
I might be wrong, but I think that had he not left to do the OC, they probably would have made him more prominent on Gilmore. My gut is they would have kept him around. He was too good.
You know what? Here's the interesting thing about that. Here's a little inside information behind the scenes stuff. All of those young guys, the Chad Michael Murrays, the Jareds, mm-hmm. and by the way, let me say right now, I am sending out love and support to Jared Padalecki and his lovely family. I am hoping he recovers 100%. I understand that he was a passenger in a car. There was an accident. Jensen Ackles, his partner in crime for Supernatural, said he could have been killed, but the airbag saved him. And Jared's quote in Entertainment Weekly was, it was like going 12 rounds with Mike Tyson, as if anybody could survive that, except for Evander Holyfield.
And the guy on the Southwest plane.
Right. And the guy on the Southwest plane.
Too soon?
But, you know, hoping you recover 100%, take all the time you need, buddy. And we're hoping you come on the podcast real soon and tell us about your wonderful career. And your time on Gilmore Girls. So all the best to you and your wife and sons. And speedy recovery, buddy. Speedy recovery. Everybody is pulling for you. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now.
You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Anyway, let's get back to what we were talking about.
So we're talking about band practice, and they're practicing at the record store, and it's the first time we meet Zach and Brian.
Right. We're doing the Adam Brody Cadence thing. So he was really his own guy. He was just so fully formed a character that he must have walked into the audition and they just went, yeah, okay, don't change a thing. Don't speed him up. Don't get him to adhere to the Gilmore speed trap, you know, that kind of a thing, because he was just handling it so well.
Yeah, he's very likable.
Yes, and against Lane and her hysteria,
yeah.
Right? And
yeah, her
pissed, I mean, justifiably pissed off. People are going to quit her band, for God's sake, all the effort she had to go through to get that
together. We'll talk about in pop culture, but they make the reference to Pete Best, which was that the, like, Beatle that never was.
I think he was the guy. He dropped out.
Yeah.
They either kicked it. No, they actually, he was in Hamburg with them for a year or so. And Ringo.
Didn't he quit?
Who?
Pete Best quit the Beatles, I think.
I believe he was in Hamburg with the Beatles for a couple. You know, the Beatles became the Beatles in Hamburg, Germany. They played thousands of shows in 2 years. I mean, it's all they did was play shows. They played 5 shows on a Sunday. They played 6 shows on a Saturday. You know what I mean? That's all they did. That's why they were so tight and so great. And Ringo Starr was in Hamburg too, and he was the most famous person in Hamburg. Ringo Starr was, and they always wanted him, and they finally got him.
I correct my own error. He was fired. He was not. He did not quit.
He was fired. Yeah, because they didn't like what he was doing with some of the songs, and
he was the drummer. Yeah,
they needed a better drummer. Yeah. But yeah, great scene.
There is evidence that he was fired because of his good looks.
It's never a good thing.
So now we're in.
You don't want to compete with Paul and John.
I'm like, what?
No.
Looking at a photo, and Paul is to each their own, but Paul is handsome. So Lane's in her closet.
I don't think that's in dispute.
I thought her closet was amazing. And Rory's in her room. And I noticed some fun little tidbits. Did you guys in Rory's room?
She's got
like a nutcracker up in her room. Like her room was amazing. Mm-hmm. And Lane's closet, phenomenal. So while they're on the phone, Debbie Fincher clicks in.
Oh my God.
And then that whole thing happens.
Heidi Swedberg from the Seinfeld fame.
God, she was George,
she was George's fiance. Yeah.
Her mom hair was so bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, yeah, wait. She's not the one that dies licking the envelopes, is she?
Yes, that's her. That's her.
By the way, not today, but one of these days, you have no idea how many people want us to do a deep dive into the sponge worthiness. So one of these days we'll do a special.
Okay.
I mean, they ask every week, so we got to give it one day. But no. Oh, my God. She died licking the envelopes.
Yeah,
her mom hair. Deb's mom hair.
Mm-hmm.
Bad.
By the way, great scene. My favorite part of it was when Lorelai clicked off because she said, "Well, how are your kids?" She just held the phone, and started talking to Rory. It's like she's just going to talk about her kids for a couple minutes. I don't need to know. The timing on that was beautiful. Everything was great about that scene. And she didn't know who the heck that woman was. So it was hysterical. It was really
not good. One clue.
I thought this was such a great episode for Lauren because she got to display in a sort of very lighthearted way her comedy skills.
It was really Lane and Lorelai, which makes me even more of an explosion because of your thing you said at the top of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whoa.
Right. Right.
Also, Lane, the fashion was so 5 stars in this episode, and Lane's fashion was amazing. From the orange shirt, her orange little polo, to her plaid that had like a little bit of a Western element to it. It was just, her fashion was fabulous. Okay, so then
you can hold on. You can't talk fashion if you're not going to mention the mom sweater.
Yeah, I was going to say you have to mention the sweaters.
Of course, we will. We will discuss more when we get to that scene with the lamb, sweater, and the deer sweater. So Lane's mom wants to force her to go to a religious college, and really force her to do what she Mrs. Kim wants. Thoughts?
Oh. Well, she's not going to bring up the band in the face of that.
And going to Hartford.
It's like, nah.
She's all, abort.
Oh, man. Look, she's in a bad spot. What's she going to do? She's got to make it work at the local music store. She just has to.
Yeah.
And I think that, I don't know. It's like, Zach, come on. You know, you just practice. You don't, listen. I used to practice with a band all the time, and we would practice really loud. And you know what? It didn't help. It didn't help anything.
It doesn't make you better.
It just made us more deaf. It doesn't make you better. There's no reason for it. And
exactly. Just turn it down.
Just turn it way down. So then you can sort of layer the guitars and you can sort of weave stuff together. And you know, it's amazing that he didn't know that. I don't know. Yeah. So that, for me, an inauspicious debut for Zach, right?
Mm.
You know, interesting character for sure. I'm sure he comes around full circle, but you know, the first we see Zach, he quits the band. It's like, what? This is Lane's dream. What are you doing, bro? You know? And then who's John Cabrera's character?
Ryan.
And then Ryan wants to
Brian
quit
with
the band.
B. Brian like, with a B.
But I guess that's how these things are in high school, right? It's like, I'm not feeling it, man, so I'm out of here.
Yeah, and she didn't know them before. She just met them. You know, they don't go to her school.
I mean, as an audience, we know how big of a dream this is for Lane. Mm-hmm. And how it's not just, I mean, it's the reason people join rock bands and run away from home. She's that not stereotypical situation, but it's like, you know, whether it's, you know, abuse or it's alcohol or whatever it is, you know, it's like, we got to get away from this and join a rock band and go be famous. She's that girl.
Yeah.
And she really wants to do this. And I think it makes that power, the power of that character palpable because, you know, it's so relatable. I mean, it's so relatable and just a great episode for her. But
and they
seem
like kids. They do seem like high school kids.
Right.
We do another show about 90210, and those kids never seemed like they were in high school. They were like 10 years older, whereas these guys seem the age. They seem 16, 17. Right. They act 16, 17. They definitely seem like kids in high school.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Lane, you can figure it out. You can get to Hartford.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it.
Yeah. I wonder, I guess. And here's another thing. I did have another thought. Okay. I had another thought. The thoughts got it's together and had babies.
This is too much.
If Mrs. Kim is so obsessed with Lane's education and she's so concerned with Lane's future, why isn't she in private school?
Maybe they couldn't afford it.
Okay. There's scholarships.
True.
There's all kinds of, there's financial aid. There's
right. It's a good point. Why did she go
Is
to
Mrs.
The,
Kim not a woman of true hustle and means?
Right.
I mean, she could have figured that out. What's she doing in Stars Hollow High School?
That's a great point.
I mean, it's not Chilton. I don't know how highly rated Stars Hollow High School is, but it's a small town, right? In Connecticut. So it must be, look, Connecticut has a great school system.
It's good, right? But it's not private school. And also you would think that she would have gone to a private school just because it was strict, you know, wearing a uniform.
Absolutely.
This.
Like Mrs. Kim, how do you say no to Mrs. Kim? She would have gone to any private school, made a deal with some antique furniture or whatever, given them half their business. She would have done anything so that her daughter could go to private school. Why didn't she do it?
Do you think it's because it's closer to her house so she can actually watch Lane's every move and she knows everyone in Stars Hollow?
That is an interesting point. Wow.
She knows every single person, every kid, every parent in that school.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
She's got the eyes at school.
Yeah.
So many things blowing my mind today.
Yeah. They're right across the street. She's right across the town circle, town square.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting.
Okay. So now we're at the inn and Lorelai's prepping her speech and you get on the phone and you're like, I want to back out. And she's doing the baby voice versus the Louis Armstrong voice.
That was highly comedic, but very odd, I found.
Yeah. Michelle was perfect.
Oh, God. Oh, the man slays me. The man just absolutely slays me.
Did you just say slays you?
Oh, yeah.
That makes me so happy.
Oh, it kills me. The guy kills me.
Yeah, he is.
He delivers. I mean, what did he have? One scene?
Yeah.
What do you have? Five lines of dialogue and he steals I don't know if he stole the episode, but man, what a highlight.
God. Yeah.
What a highlight that was. Oh, my God. Goodness.
He went so fast with it that I almost wanted to watch it like eight more times because he is just cruising with the liners, making fun of her.
Oh, his timing is perfect. It's perfect. He's perfect. It's just unbelievable. I love that guy.
I want to bring him back on the podcast.
I asked Scott, you might want to pop him a text because they pitched him to me. He's got his new show coming.
Yeah.
And so I said, we really want him to come on again.
Yeah. He'll come on.
I know. He's so great.
I was just with him where was I with him?
I told them.
I was with him was I with him in Atlanta? No.
Yeah. At a convention.
I was with him. I was with him. We hung out the whole time. He's great. Our booths were next to each other.
Were you popular?
Yeah. Yeah. People wanted the double selfie. They wanted the, you know. Oh, yeah. Sure.
The double selfie.
I kept interrupting him. He kept interrupting me. Hey, Scott, they want a double. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. Excuse me. I have to go over here now. He's right there. He was right next door. He was my neighbor.
Did you guys notice it's fall, obviously, because it's the beginning of season three, but they're really showing us fall with the pumpkins.
The Halloween decor.
The pumpkins.
Yeah.
That made me like so excited and it's April here. I know, like, darn it. Still got a couple months to go.
So Rory and Lane are walking through town. And this was another thing that I thought was brilliant about this episode. They walk into the beauty shop, which we've never been to the beauty shop. They're shopping.
Are you skipping the Luke wanting to back out of the speech?
No, you said it was awkward.
No, but there's more to it.
Okay, go tell.
No, I mean, you go, you tell.
Well, I did think the baby voice was awkward and the Louis Armstrong voice was like funny but awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And then that she convinces Luke to do it.
I noticed something about these two. The banter between these two is so, even when it's awkward and cringy, you still feel the love.
Yes.
It comes through loud and clear. They are perfectly matched. They are perfect for each other. And you don't expect Luke to, you don't expect those things to come out of Luke's mouth, right? If you're looking at him, you're like, that's the last thing I expected that guy to say, which is the, which is why the character is so great. It's what he says.
And it makes Jess so brilliant because Jess calls him out at the end of this episode. So that's, I thought that was like, oh.
Yeah, Jess is going down a couple notches in my book.
No.
You know, the character's going down a little bit.
I do not agree.
He gave a look. Look, when what's the girl's name? The blonde girl's
Shane.
Name? Shane and Jess passed Rory and Lane on the street. Mm-hmm. You know, Jess looked back and kind of gave her a dirty look.
He's hurt. He's brokenhearted. Yeah. He is. That's why he says Shane means nothing to me. I don't even know her last name.
Yeah.
The girl, he says, the girl I like doesn't want to be with me.
Oh,
right.
That part.
Oh. Of course he gave her the dirty look. If only he knew that Rory's flipping her lid on Shane. He would be so happy.
Literally, Jess is just using Shane as a rebound.
No, I get that. I get that. But listen, you know, Rory got on a bus and went to New York City. She'd never been there before to go find him. She found him. Then he comes to the wedding. They kiss. She kisses him. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like,
I'm not gonna break up with Dean.
Yeah.
So in the beauty shop, the thing that I thought was so brilliant, just beyond brilliant. They're shopping. They're doing all their hair thing and they're going. And then boom, Shane. Like I did not even, I've seen this episode at least three times and I forgot she was in there. I'm like,
that was great.
Oh, God.
Isn't that great?
What did you think, Danielle, when she, there she was.
I mean, I loved it. That's the best, you know, like that's, especially her being on the phone, kind of ignoring Rory a little bit and Rory demanding attention. It's just.
She was on the phone with Jess.
I know. That's the best part, too.
That's the later scene. That's the later scene. I
that's
think
when she goes back for the black hair dye.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, sorry. Yes. Okay.
But that's fine. You guys can
I sit corrected. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's Shane. And I think it's interesting that she never says to Lane. That girl's dating
that's
Jess.
That's the girl, yeah.
You know
even
what
her best friend, she doesn't say, I don't like that girl because I love Jess. Like, she can't even, she does hem and haw about it in the bathroom when Lane's like, I want someone like you and, you know, like Dean, like you and Dean. And she's all, you can tell that she's just like,
I know, and
I
she
like
still
him.
Can't even tell Lane. Like, her, oh my God, Amy, I didn't even think about that until now.
Right.
You're so right. Like, literally, this has happened twice now. Like, it was with Paris and Rory back when they were, you know, in their summer camp thing. And then now where Lane's like, you have the perfect guy. I want your love. And she still can't even say it's not.
Well, imagine everyone tells you every day, you have the perfect guy, you have the perfect guy. But you're inside. You're like, I don't think I like this dude anymore. But you're like so conflicted because everyone's telling you this is the guy and also telling you the guy you like isn't the guy. Mm-hmm. A teenager,
I think,
is a total wreck.
I also think she loves both, though. I think she's kind of in the middle of she loves Dean for who he is, but she has this crush on Jess. So she's kind of, and she doesn't want to admit that at all.
Yeah,
I disagree. I think,
really?
Yeah, I think she loved Dean and like has nostalgia with him and like history, but she doesn't care for him now because if she cared for him now, she would let him go, in my opinion, because she's so enamored with
Jess. That's very evolved for a teenager.
I was going to say
you're
the same
right.
Thing.
You're right.
People hang on. I mean, adults hang on, to, you know, before, you know, yeah.
You're right. But like, I don't see her connection with Dean at all anymore.
Well, we saw it last week a little bit in the diner. They were very cute. And I think even you admitted they were cute. There's something there that remains, but it's definitely like the flame is dying.
Yeah, but she knows that. I mean, it's almost like they're a married couple at this point from her point of view, because he's just always going to be there. She can rely on him. He's a rock. Mm-hmm. And maybe she felt it, you know, maybe the flame is doused a little bit.
Right. She's not breaking up with him for some reason. Like,
but is he, sorry to interrupt, but is he giving her a reason to break up with him?
No, right? Not really. So yeah. Other than just she doesn't like him as much.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Do you think if Jess went up to Rory in this episode and was like, I want to be with you, but you need to break up with Dean, would she break up with Dean?
Hmm. I'm not going to answer that.
Oh, no. Does it happen? Shit. I've done this so many times.
Are you predicting the future accurately?
Oh, man. Okay.
I don't know. What she would do. Because it's hard to let go of somebody who has been so there for you, built you a car, loves you unconditionally, doesn't necessarily understand you 100%. But I know she just doesn't see that long. That's not a long-term thing for her. That's going to be somebody who maybe will be in her life for a very long time on a friendship basis or a very special someone, right? But you know, they ain't walking down the aisle together.
Yeah.
Or maybe they are. I don't know. I mean.
Yes, you know.
No, I'm just. No. Danielle doesn't know. Hypothetically speaking. No. I'm
not
Danielle,
saying. What did you just say to Tara?
She's like, do they? You guys, I legitimately am watching this for the first time. So
I know. I love it.
All
and everyone,
so exciting.
Everyone criticized us in the beginning. When we started this podcast, because they were like, Danielle doesn't even know the show. Sorry, that's probably not the tone they used. But it was like, we had a point. Our point was, Scott's in it. I've seen it almost every episode at least 3 to 5 times. Tara has too. Tara's seen it a lot of times. We wanted somebody that's watching this for the first. Virgin Gilmore.
It's
that
exciting.
Was our original title. That, our original that, title right. for the show was
that would
Virgin
be me.
Gilmore.
Virgin
yes.
Gilmore. Yeah.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, so we go into the diner and she calls you Lucas. Did you catch that?
The Lorelai did?
Yeah. Somebody replay it, but I'm pretty sure she goes into the diner. You're not dressed for the speech. And right. She's like, Lucas, unless right. I like misheard right. it.
You know, I want to go back. You know, the only thing that could have made the, let's go back to the,
sure.
The Rory and what's her name again?
Shane.
Rory Shane scene. I'm telling you, and I'm not trying to be sarcastic or even a little bit of a wise ass, but I half expected there was a part of me, and I was hoping that it wouldn't happen. There was a part of me that thought maybe from behind some of the display cans that Christopher would break through them and say, Rory, why haven't you called me? I've been going. There was a part of me that was like, God, is Christopher going to show up here? Because I didn't expect Shane, and I like that. I said, that's how you do that. But then it went back to the other episode when, you know, they cut a hole in the roof and drop him in to Emily's house. I thought, if he shows up here, God.
Did you imagine Christopher just doing this with the shampoo bottle?
That would have been kind of awesome. I mean, he knows where the bookstore is. Remember, he went to the bookstore.
He's like in Dosey's Market underneath the cantaloupes or something. You know, Miss Patty lifts a cantaloupe and says, oh, hello.
Oh my God. I wouldn't have been mad either.
It would have been hysterical. Anyway, where are we going now? Sorry,
okay, so we're in the diner and she's like, you're not dressed. And he's like, this is my power outfit. It's my power outfit. And then she takes him upstairs and Jess is in the apartment and wait, this made me laugh. You go in like the bathroom to change and she's like, I've seen you with your shirt off. We've been to the lake or whatever. Right. And then,
which I thought was kind of flirty. Like, yeah. Lorelai was definitely being like, I've seen you shirtless before.
And then
dropping that little hint.
She knows that Jess has got a girl in the closet.
Right.
So talk about that scene.
You know, that scene showed me that Lorelai was really happy being with Luke and commanding him to put on a shirt and clean up. She wants to be that in that situation. That's what it showed me.
Yeah.
She wanted to be married. She wanted to be with him. It's like, I'm really comfortable with this guy. I'm so comfortable with this guy. I can order him around. I can grab him by the shoulder. I can push him up the stairs and he likes it. And he liked it too. He liked that she was doing that. She's the only person in his life that can get away with that because they like each other so much, you know? And it's like finally a situation where they can have some physical contact or be in contact with each other, except, you know, as customer and proprietor, you know?
Right.
So I just think he relaxed a little bit and he was, you know, as looking forward to doing this speech thing and spending time with Lorelai as he can be.
Doing it for her. He has no interest in doing this speech at all or going back to the school or any of it. He's doing it to be with her.
Right.
Did you suspect Luke to be a parrot head?
A parrot head?
That's the name of the Jimmy Buffett fans. They're called parrot heads.
Oh. No, I did not. I did not expect that. That was great. Yeah.
Wait, what, Danielle?
No, Tara was going to say
it's
something.
It's Buffett head, not...
It's actually parrot head. They call it the wrong name in the show. But Buffett fans are actually called parrot heads. It's commonly associated with a Buffett fan, but she did say Buffett head.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Oh, she did.
She did, but it's really...
Looks like that's one of Tara's pop culture references.
Well, we'll get to it later this week, because IRL...
That's a, like, confirm.
They're really called parrot heads. Huh. I mean, unless I'm insane, I'm not. I know I'm right. Okay, so then we. So what did you think of Shane in the closet and how Lorelai knew and Luke didn't? And I could see it in her face. She's talking to him, and all of a sudden you see in her eyeballs. That's why I love her acting, because you're literally like, she gave him this look. We should freeze frame it on the Instagram, because she gives him a look like saying, like, there's a girl in your closet and I know it, but I'm not your mom, so I'm going to cruise out of here, but I'll be telling your uncle.
And also while she was looking through the closet, she, you know, like, well, I think this is what you're talking about, but like Jess looked back too, like, hey, you know, like, did you notice that?
I didn't
get
that it was that closet. For some reason, I thought the girl was in a different closet.
No, because she was looking through the shirt.
But then how did she
not
see her?
I think that was the whole point. Like, she was looking through the closet, and she kind of, if you know, if you rewatch the scene, she's like looking through it and kind of pauses and looks back and has a connection with Jess. So that I'm 90% sure that's the closet that Shane was in.
All of these things.
Was I, what do you think, Tara?
I think you're right. Now that I think about it. Yeah.
I think it's the only closet. Isn't it the only closet in that?
I didn't get the vibe that she saw her. I got the vibe that,
she just knew
Jess was up to something.
Right, because he kept looking back toward the closet.
And he was all squirrely.
He was look. He she saw him looking back at the closet. Like,
and I thought there was a little noise.
Yeah.
We need to get some eagle eyes.
Because he did that awkward move back to the chair as soon as they walked in.
And he was sort of like,
yeah. Yeah, it was, he did look guilty.
So then we go to Elaine's gigantic bathroom. Did anybody else?
So big.
That house is huge. Just the whole house.
It's like, your bathroom's huge. Rory's wearing an awesome orange shirt, doing her hair. It's totally stinging. Lane's like running around the block.
Oh my God. That is my favorite scene of the entire episode, is when Lane runs around the town square practically with bleach in her hair.
Bleach in her hair, a towel around her shoulder.
The best part is she's like, Rory's like, I'm dizzy from the smell. And then she's reading the bottle. Is your scalp broken? I don't know my scalp that well.
My scalp is broken.
She's like, I don't know my scalp that well. That scene was hysterical.
So my only... question about that scene is why weren't they sort of whisper shouting? I mean, they were talking at like a higher volume when Mrs. Kim came home. And I was thinking Mrs. Kim can hear them upstairs.
I don't know. That house is so big. I mean, the antique store's in the house. It's like, I didn't think she could hear.
But where did Rory exit to? She go out the window and out off over the roof?
I guess.
And then how did she get back in?
I couldn't figure out if suddenly she was on the first floor. I know, I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
That was confusing.
And I was also confused at how quickly Lane got her hair back to black.
Yeah, it takes very hours.
Like, literally within the next scene, her hair was black. I was like, whoa.
Well, first she went bleach, then she went purple, then she freaked out, then Rory goes to get the black, and then it was black. We're not totally sure on the amount of time. It could have been a few hours. Because Lorelai's given the speech and then she has the whole drama with the moms.
TV magic.
TV magic. And yeah, the pie is done.
Very, very funny stuff.
Okay. So now we go to the school. And this was like beyond. Deb, Butch, the kids.
Right. Classic scene between... classic reveal, Butch Danes. That's classic. We see the goofy, face shot of me when I don't know how old I was in that.
Did
picture.
You guys see the poster in the school that says homework? Don't leave home without it.
Mm-mm.
So good. That's good.
So good. So I think we're kind of bebopping back and forth because I think we're at school. Then we go back to the hair situation.
But I mean, but we find out that Luke did not have a good time in school. He didn't like school.
No.
What's that about? Let's discuss.
Well, I think we knew that a little bit when you had to go to the principal's office because of Jess.
Right.
You were I don't want to be here.
Right. Right. So what happened? What happened?
I don't know because I just assume you were popular. Maybe you just didn't get straight A's and it was like you didn't love school.
You were popular.
I think you were popular. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And obviously, Butch Danes was an athlete. I think you just weren't good at school. But you're so good at math. And it seems like you went to college. Because you know how to run a business, but maybe you just learned it.
Remember I don't think you need to go to college when you inherit a diner or a hardware store.
That's right. You did inherit it. You grew up in it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So Lane admits she's in love with Dave. Mm-hmm. Very cute. Mm-hmm. And then, so we're going back and forth. The scenes are going back and forth. That's the trick. That's why I'm kind of jumping around because you see the first part of school, then we go back to the hair, then we go back to school, and now we're in the classroom and the bleep hits the fan.
I think this might have been Lauren's best work.
Yeah.
Some of the best work I've ever seen her do. I was just beaming with pride watching her execute those very quirky little funny little lines and pauses. And I mean, it's just not a lot of people can do that. And it was just wonderful to watch.
I agree. That whole thing was amazing.
Really wonderful to watch.
I loved the cursive on the chalkboard. Did you guys notice? It was like beautiful Lorelai Gilmore and Luke Danes in chalk cursive. Did you guys not see that?
Seems like a Deb move to me.
Very Deb.
For sure. Yeah. How about Deb just horrified? Deb's like, just horrified. They're like, didn't you get pregnant at 16?
I'm like, these bratty little kids. Like, can you not? Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And I think if it's Deb's class, right?
No, Deb's the PTA mom putting it together. There is a teacher.
Who's teaching the class?
I don't know. I don't know that we knew that, or maybe this was more of an after school thing.
Yeah. Okay. It was at 4 o'clock, right?
Yeah. So I think this was some sort of PTA.
So why didn't Deb stand up and stop the students?
Yeah, they kind of blame Lorelai.
Why are they blaming Lorelai?
Hung her out to dry, right? Exactly.
Lorelai did all she could, and she was gracious and funny, and you know she was polite about it. And totally. They just so Deb should have stood up and said, "Now, you know, listen, we're here for this, and we got to stay focused." Right. And she didn't, and then she.
I agree completely. And then all the moms gang up on Lorelai like it was her fault. She's like, you asked me to come.
Right.
And I didn't want to talk about this.
What is Lorelai supposed to do in that situation?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, she's like, she can't say, I wish I didn't get pregnant and didn't have Rory. Because those are all, you know, those kids all know Rory. So she's kind of got to be like, I'm so thankful that I got Rory out of this very unfortunate situation. You know what I mean?
Like, my second favorite line in the whole episode. You know what's fun to talk about? Late checkout.
She tried. She tried bringing it back. Right.
Let's go through that.
She's trying so hard.
She tried everything.
I also felt really bad because Lorelai was so excited for this moment because it's something that was hers. And they keep bringing back that she got pregnant at 16, which just isn't really fair to her because she created a whole life on her own, and it's still biting her, you know, in the butt.
That's small towns for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's like, oof, everybody knows your business and they don't forget.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There was more meaning there. Just as we talked about last week, like Dan Palladino writing about the Harvard family.
Mm-hmm.
There's significance to that.
Yes.
You know, so... Then we go like back that, to Lane. Lane's freaking out, and Rory has
then,
to go.
But then, wouldn't that have been another perfect moment, you know, to find a use for Christopher again? He comes into the classroom. Lorelai, why haven't you called me?
He's like Superman, saves the day. Okay, so Rory goes to the beauty shop and has the altercation with Shane. My notes just say, holy cow.
I thought that Shane held her own.
Yes.
I agree.
But Rory delivered the knockout blow.
Yeah. And I assume that Shane has no context. You know what I mean? Like, she's like, why is this chick all up in my grill? Because she doesn't know that there's something going on between Rory and Jess. So she's just like, why is this customer crazy?
She also acts like she's never seen Rory before.
Right. You can expand.
Yeah. But maybe she doesn't even notice her. Maybe Shane just doesn't notice her in the diner.
Yeah.
And she didn't know. Town. Like
she's
the
too
first...
busy making out the whole time. Yeah. Her right. eyes are only in Jess's eyes 24/7 when she's in that time.
When they first kissed by the tree, and Rory, she never saw Rory.
That's true.
Now, there is a great debate, though, that I need everyone to weigh in. Is bloaty a word? Because I use bloaty all the time. It appears to be in the Wiktionary, which seems to be the Wikipedia version of the dictionary.
So it's slang. It's
it's slang.
Slang.
It's not in like Webster's.
Right.
It's in the Urban Dictionary. Yeah, I feel like here. That yeah. is.
I've heard that used that way before.
Bloaty. And I definitely feel bloaty whenever I eat too much peanut butter.
Right.
Anyone?
What an odd. Oh, I was expecting you to say too many cupcakes.
I feel
cookies,
that way when I eat too many blueberry muffins at breakfast.
Blueberry muffins could make you feel bloaty. Peanut butter is a very bloaty food. It's really a known fact.
Yes. And the older you get and you eat it, the more bloaty you feel.
Yeah. Those young kids, they need to back off because I'm of a certain age where I'm going to try almond butter. Does almond butter make you feel as bloaty as peanut butter?
Yeah.
Okay. Bummer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll have to limit my almond butter.
Yeah.
Just butters in general.
Okay. So we now have the confrontation of Luke and Lorelai and the PTA moms in the lamb sweater, the deer sweater with the hair.
They didn't have a leg to stand on. It was ridiculous. It was a tailor-made, it was like a softball pitch to Lorelai to hit it out of the park, and she did. The thing I liked so much about the scene is that Luke got the heck out of there.
Yeah.
He didn't want to deal with any of it.
He bugged out.
He's like bugged out. He just went back to the diner.
I just don't know how
you... He abandoned her.
But she didn't need him there.
Right, which I think was also sort of more to, you know, she doesn't need him to like save her. And I think that's another thing about their relationship. Like he's like, she's got this.
Right. That's not even a fair fight. 5-1 against Lorelai, against these puffs. No, they're done.
He's all bad. Yeah.
Do they even these know puffs. What they're getting involved? She's a chainsaw. She's going to chew these people up.
Daniel, wait, what were you going to say about the whole?
I was going to say, how dare you try to confront Lorelai in those sweaters?
Right. Like, right. It's not going to happen.
What are you wearing?
It's not going to work.
And the hair, all the hair.
Right, exactly. The fact that you all use the same lousy hairdresser.
God, I mean, if anyone could find that lamb sweater, I will rock it. I will rock it so hard.
Yeah, that is cool about their relationship. You know, she's strong.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he doesn't have to stay, and he knows that, and she knows that. It's not like she went to him later and was like, "You left me out there with those crazy moms." Like she's like, "No, dude, I got
right."
It.
That's an indication that he understands her better than anybody.
Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. So.
And recognizes her power.
Yes. Yeah. And she just calls them out and she was, you know, professional about it, I guess is the word to say. And then she gives them the dig, like, you're a lousy hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So then Jess and Luke have their...
Oh, the best scene.
I'll let you comment on it first. Go ahead.
Interesting. Yeah, Danielle and Tara, you guys go first.
Favorite scene. Honestly, my favorite scene of the whole episode. Luke comes in pretty hot, right? Mm-hmm. And Jess is just taking it and also giving back like all the comebacks in the world. Like when Luke was like, I know you had a girl in the closet, and he was like, yeah, I know, you know, like I didn't ask her to go in there, like I didn't care if you guys caught us. Like literally he was kind of like, can I say badass?
Yeah, of course.
He was kind of a badass in that scene. I was like, whoa.
And
like,
also so was Luke, because Luke really wanted to
totally
teach Jess the right thing. And ultimately, I felt that Luke's lesson for Jess was all about respect, respecting yourself, respecting the girl, respecting your uncle, your parent, having respect for another human. And I thought that was very beautiful, too.
Right.
Yeah, right. I agree.
It's about-
it was a really touching moment. I was like, I loved Luke and how he was like, a total fatherly discussion with his son. It felt like, you know, obviously we know that's not, you know, Jess is just his nephew, but like literally like that was like such a, like a cool moment to see between the two of them. And you also saw like the sadness that Jess had, you know, like there's a lot of hurt in Jess right now. And I think that scene just kind of showed that like Luke is like the one person that like he's really got.
And Luke doesn't want him to just mess around with a girl. He wants him to care about someone and that person to care about him.
Right. He's going to miss out on the pageantry of life, you know, if he continues to hide his, you know, bury his feelings and just use people.
Yeah,
like that,
bury his feelings. That's exactly right.
I called that, that scene, have you no decency, Mr. Jess. He just wants him to, he's trying to raise him like and influence him to be decent. Just be a decent human being. Respect people. Yeah. It doesn't matter who they are. Just respect them and respect the town and respect me and respect Rory and respect Shane.
And you respect yourself.
And respect yourself.
But yeah. Jess was right calling Luke out saying, you haven't told Lorelai how you feel. And she convince you to do anything and you do it like a puppy, but you don't say how you feel.
That's a cheap shot.
True, though.
That's not true. But it's different. It's a different context. I mean, we're talking about.
Correct.
You know, he's a fly by night character, a transitory character who's coming in and out of town. Who knows how long he's going to stay? He doesn't have any responsibilities. He has no roots in that town. It's easy for him to say something like right. that. I thought it was cheap. They were all cheap shots.
It was accurate.
Luke has roots in that town. He's got a certain respect in that town.
Luke always respects Lorelai.
Right. And that's the core of it. That's why he's
Luke
not
respects himself.
Right. And he's right. And he's protective of himself. It's mm-hmm. like, I'm not going to go out on a limb unless I'm 100% sure.
Right.
Because the consequences could be dire for his business, for him personally, for mm-hmm. Lorelai, for Rory. So he's doing the right thing.
Yeah. And it's apples and oranges, although mm-hmm, there is some mm-hmm. truth to Jess calling him out. Like, why don't you say how you feel?
It's like the theme of season 3 is don't tell the people that you need to tell how you feel. You know, like
keep it in.
Rory isn't telling Dean. Rory isn't telling Jess. Jess isn't telling Rory. Luke isn't telling Lorelai and vice versa. It's just a lot of lost communication.
But Luke is not that guy. At least he's not that guy yet. Where he's sitting around talking about his feelings or yeah. spilling his guts to somebody. It's not him. He understands the value of long term, and he understands the value of friendship, right? And he understands community. I think that's why he's beloved. He does understand all those things, and he's not willing to, in a selfish way, risk all of that. Plus his reputation and maybe the reputation of somebody right. else or their heart by making a move on a girl that he's really good friends with.
Right.
Yeah. Whose daughter is in a precarious position because mm-hmm. she doesn't need to be disrupted at this point in her life. She needs to focus and study. And her mother doesn't need to be involved in some, you know, highly charged relationship, which it would be, right? Because of the chemistry, it would be explosive. You know, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but, you know, let Rory get to college and then maybe he makes a move. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, don't disrupt.
I see where you're coming path. From with that.
Yeah.
I think we just need to.
Cause that's how I played it.
Yeah.
That's how I interpreted, like, your role here is to be a steady influence on Rory's life and also Lorelai, cause she needs it too.
Yeah, I think that as far as the conversation with Jess goes,
mm-hmm.
Luke was not being so, Rory wasn't entering his mind as much as he's saying, you shouldn't hide a girl in the closet and you need to have respect for her and respect for yourself and respect for what I want, which is not having a girl in here at all or in the closet. But also if you like a girl, then like that girl, but don't use a girl.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good father moment.
Basic values. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want my respect, then you should respect others. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It's a very that's simple exactly lesson. Right. Yes.
Yeah. It's like, this is your life. You're throwing it away, you know, one person at a time.
Right. Because he was sort of like, I didn't make her go in there. She didn't care about me either. And right. Jess is sort of like, it's all good. And Luke's whole point is, no, that's not all good. Like, I want you with someone you care about that cares about you. I don't, you and Shane are just like, being like disrespectful almost like to everybody.
Listen, Jess is in a very tough spot. He is not going to come out of that. You know, when you get rejected by two parents now, what, you know, who's the dad?
Right.
Who's his dad?
You.
No, but I mean, who's his biological father?
We do know.
Who is it?
We don't know yet. It's Rob Hestes because he goes later.
Oh, right.
But we don't know that yet.
Okay. So then his mom can't handle him. I mean, this kid is in such deep pain.
Yeah.
He's really confused. He does not.
When he's heartbroken, the girl he likes is still dating someone else.
He's completely out of control. And yes, he's highly vulnerable. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know why he's doing these things. These things are just happening.
They're just Band-Aids. Shane is a total Band-Aid. It makes him like feel better in the moment.
Right. he's going to sabotage his entire life because of how he, because of this rejection, this parental rejection. And Luke has a, you know, he may have bitten off more than he can chew here, but I think he understands what Jess is going through. Yeah. He just doesn't want to play into it.
Yes, he's not, I think that's right.
I think he does understand how crucial this is. And that's why I think that scene was so powerful.
Yeah. And you know what's just so interesting? Mm-hmm. The biggest scene of the episode is typically the scene before the last scene. I've noticed that repeatedly in Gilmore Girls. Like, this is the dramatic scene. This is the crescendo, whatever we call it. But then we still have that moment where Lane and Rory are walking and Lane has the cute 13 sweatshirt, which really made me think of Taylor Swift. But and Lorelai walks up and notices the black hair. Lorelai starts to tell her about the PTA moms and then it kind of fades out.
Right. Why did they want to go to Al's Pancake World?
What is that about? That was a little weird.
Maybe it's because Lorelai didn't want her daughter to see Jess kissing Shane again. She's protecting her daughter from that.
I don't know, because she doesn't know about all that drama.
No, she does. She's sitting there right in. She doesn't? She's sitting there right in front.
No, Lorelai doesn't know that Rory had a confrontation.
No, but she sees that Jess is kissing this girl, and she knows that she senses there's something between those two, obviously. She doesn't want it to happen. She doesn't like Jess.
That could be. Okay, now that you're saying it, obviously she saw Rory kind of when they were kissing in the diner. And she knows that Shane was in the closet.
Yeah.
So you could be right. I don't think it had anything to do with
No,
Luke.
No. But I think Luke's diner has become a little toxic for Rory. And let's go to Al's Pancake World and give my daughter a break. You know?
Yeah. Interesting.
Being a good mom. Right? Being a good mom there. So that pretty much wraps it up. I look, this is back-to-back Daniel Palladino written episodes, and I just find them, I find his writing to be so pleasant. And I just really think he captures the spirit of what the show is at its best. Lighthearted, fun, high-paced, and poignant at the end. And I just love how he sets everything up, you know?
I agree. And he writes the funniest stories, too.
Yes. You know, isn't it interesting?
I mean, I said
it's so interesting. This Amy and Dan Palladino, right? This couple, this writing couple, here's the lead of their most successful show to date at that time. A girl who's a stand-up comedian, you put her in this situation, right? She's basically a stand-up comic. And then they make another show, Mizell, where the woman's a stand-up comedian. So they're writing to their strength. They know what they're doing.
Well, and how interesting. They've been married for so long and they work together. And obviously it's going well. Yeah, in
they're both brilliant writers and, you know, good for them. Good for them. But I love the Dan Palladino episodes. They're filled with musical references. They're filled with the spirit. Mm-hmm. They're filled with rebellious characters fighting back in humorous ways. And it's just wonderful stuff.
What was your favorite lines? What was everybody's? Danielle, Tara, Scott.
I could go. So I'm going to give it to my girl, Lane. And Lane says, I'll fix Brian's deviated septum. I'll shove one of my sticks up his nose.
Oh, my God. That's so random.
Because I literally just kept laughing after she was holding her little drumsticks. I was just like, oh, my God.
My favorite is also from Lane this episode. And it's when Rory's doing her hair. And she says, of course, I don't exactly have what you and Dean have because you love Dean and Dean loves you. In my situation, I love Dave and Dave thinks that I have a decent sense of rhythm.
That's good.
I really like Lorelai's line when she flipped the card and tried to change stuff. Now let's talk about late checkout. You know?
Yeah, that's like, so good.
This was great. And Yannick.
You know what's great to talk about?
You know what's great to talk about?
Late checkout. So good.
And I got to give it to my boy, Yannick Truesdale.
That
entire scene was genius.
Yeah,
that was my favorite scene. But second favorite, Lorelai in the classroom was my favorite scene.
I stay strong on this might have been one of my favorite fashion episodes too. Lane's fashion, everybody's fashion.
I kind of glazed over it, but Scott, Luke really dressed up and pulled himself together this episode with the button down and the hair. I was like, okay.
What can I tell you?
Luke is all schnazzy today.
What can I tell you?
Oh my God. Wait, what's next week? God,
what is next week? We've got 8 o'clock at the Oasis, episode 5, season 3, 8 o'clock at the Oasis. Wow. So anyway, thank you, everybody. That was a fun discussion. I really enjoyed the episode. Yeah. And I thought we had some pretty interesting insights.
Yeah.
You did.
You really did.
Oh, no. Come on. That's
mind blower this time. Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, guys. And again, best fans on the planet. Appreciate the comments. Keep them coming. And that's going to be it for us. We'll see you next time. Stay safe, everybody.
Hope no one feels
bloaty. Everybody, and don't forget, follow us on Instagram at @IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade 1 specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.